I know not the sum of the double hours, nor can bring to mind the number of the miles, until we reach the heights of Araboth, and the seventh terrace, and set foot upon its earth, which was so soft and light that it did good to the sole of my foot all through my body, even to mine eyes, that I was like to weep. The children of light passed on before and behind us, leading and following. And one took me by the hand and led me, a strong angel, naked to the waist, in a golden skirt to the ankle bones, with armbands and necklace, and a round helmet resting on his hair, and the points of his pinions touching his ankles. He was heavy-lidded and fleshy-nosed, and his red mouth smiled as I looked upon him. But he did not turn his head towards me. I lifted up mine eyes in my dream, and I saw, far on into endless space, light glittering upon arms and pinions, as of countless hosts encamped about their standard, and singing full-throated praise and war. It all swam about me in the colors of milk and gold and roses. I saw wheels revolving, frightful in height and round. They glowed like turquoise, and one wheel went into the other, four together, and they turned not when they went. And their rings were full of eyes round about them. But in the midst was a mountain, sparkling with fiery stones, and upon it a palace built out of the light of sapphires. And thither we went, attended by hosts before and behind. Its halls were full of messengers, guards, and keepers. We entered into the pillared hall in the center, and its end and depth were not to be seen, for they led me in along the length of it, and cherubim stood on both sides in front of the columns and between them, each with six wings, and all covered with eyes. Thus we passed between them, I know not how far, towards the throne of the Most High. And the air was jostling with the cries of those among the columns, and of those who stood in hosts about the throne. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. The throng about the throne, however, was of seraphim, which with two wings covered their feet, and with two their faces, but they peered a little through the feathers. And he who led me said to me, Cover also thy countenance, for it is fitting. Then I put my hands before my face, but I peered out somewhat too between my fingers.
Joseph, cried Benjamin, for God's love, tell me, didst thou see the countenance of the universal?
I saw him sitting in sapphire light upon the throne, formed like a man, and created in his image, in majesty well known unto us. For his beard and the hair on his temples flowed down shining, and there were furrows in his cheek, good and deep. The flesh under his eyes was soft and weary-looking, and the eyes, not very large but brown and bright, peered at me as though in concern as I came up. Benjamin said, It giveth me a picture of Jacob, our father, looking at thee. It was the father of the world, Joseph responded, and I fell upon my face. Then I heard the voice of one speaking and saying to me, Child of man, stand upon thy feet, for from now onwards shalt thou stand before my throne as Metatron and child of God. And I will give thee power over the keys to open and to close my Araboth, and thou shalt be set as commander over all the hosts, for the Lord hath pleasure in thee. Then through the hosts of angels there went a rustling and a roaring like the sound of a great army. But now, behold, there came forth Asa and Aziel, whom I had heard speaking together. And the seraph Asa said, Lord of all the worlds, who is this one that cometh to these upper regions to take his service amongst us? And Aziel added, and covered his face with his two wings to lessen the force of his words, Hath he not been begot of the white drop of semen, and from the race of those who drink up injustice like water? And I saw the countenance of the Lord, cloud over with ill will. And his words were proud and imperious as he answered and said, "What are you that you speak in the midst of my speaking? For I favor whom I favor, and give grace to those to whom I give grace. Truly, sooner than you all will I make him prince and lord in the heights of heaven."
And again there went throughout the throng that wave of sound, and it was as though the wave retreated and went back. The cherubim beat their wings, and all the children of heaven made the echoes ring with crying, "Glory be to the Lord where he resideth." But the king went still further in his language and said, "Upon him do I lay my hand, and bless him with 365,000 blessings, and make him great and exalted. For I will make him a throne like to mine own, with a tapestry over it wove out of pure brilliance, light, glory, and splendor. It I will set at the entrance to the seventh terrace, and seat him on it, for I will magnify him beyond all words. There shall go a cry before him from heaven to heaven, 'Have a care and take it to heart. Henoch, my servant, have I named prince and mighty over all the princes of my kingdom, and over all the children of light, save, at most, the 8 powerful and awful ones who are named with the name of God after the name of the king. And every angel that hath a plea to me shall go first before him and speak with him. But every word which he speaketh to you in my name you shall heed and obey, for the princes of wisdom and reason stand at his side. Such the cry that shall go out before him, 'Give me the robe and the crown.' And the Lord threw over me a priceless garment, with all sorts of light woven into it, and arrayed me therein, and took a heavy ring with 49 stones of unspeakable brilliance. This, with his own hands, he set upon my head, in addition to the robe, before the face of the whole heavenly host, and named me by my title, 'Yahu, the Little One, the Immanent Prince.' For indeed he went very far. Then again the wave of the angels swept and shrank backwards, and all the sons of heaven bowed themselves, and likewise the princes among the angels, the mighty and great ones, the lions of God, greater than all the hosts who have their service before the throne. Furthermore, the angels of fire, of hail, of lightning, of wind, of anger and wrath, of storm, snow, and rain, of day and of night, of the moon and the planets who guide the destinies of the world through their hands, all these trembled too, and covered their faces as though blinded. But the Lord stood up from his throne, and carried things to the uttermost, and went on to declare and to say, 'Lo, there was in the valley a tender shoot of the cedar tree. This have I transplanted upon a lofty mountain top, and made of it a tree within which the birds can dwell. And among the hosts he was the youngest in days, moons, and years. This youth made I greater than all other created beings, simply out of my incalculable will and predilection. I made him overseer of all the treasures of the halls of Araboth, and over all the treasures of life preserved in the heights of heaven. And it was moreover his office to bind the garlands round the heads of the sacred beasts, to adorn the wheels of splendor mightily, to clothe the cherubim in magnificence, to make to shine the firebolts of heaven, and enfold the seraphim in pride. Each morning he put my throne to rights, when I would mount my seat and sit in it, and hold review in all the height of my power. I garbed him in a priceless garment full of pride and glory. With a heavy crown I crowned his head, and I gave him of the majesty, the pomp,
and magnificence of my throne, and my one sorrow is that I could not make higher his throne than mine own, and his splendor greater than mine, for it is infinite. But his name was the Little God.
Upon this pronouncement came a mighty clap of thunder, and all the angels fell upon their faces. But the while the Lord so singled me out for joy, my flesh was on fire, my veins glowed bright, my bones were like a fire of juniper wood, the casting up of my lashes like a lightning flash, my eyeballs rolled like balls of fire, the hair of my head was a lambent flame, my limbs were fiery pinions, and I awaked.